insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 214th, 215th, 16th, and 217th verses of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين
And warn, O Muhammad, your closest kindred.
واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين
And lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers.
فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون
And if they disobey you, then say, Indeed, I am dissociated from what you are doing.
وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم
And rely upon the exalted in might, the merciful.
About these verses, dear listeners, in the previous program, we concluded that in the school of revelation, all people are equal before the law of Allah, and the close people to the Prophet are also warned. At first, it was actually the Holy Prophet who was warned. In the previous episode, we talked about the 213th verse. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا أَخَرٍ It was directly addressed to the Holy Prophet of Islam that call you not upon another God with Allah. You have to raise monotheism in your heart first, and now that you are ready, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ Start your invitation of monotheism with your kinship, but based on the criterion of أقربين, the one who is nearest must be invited first. So it gives us a kind of principle. We can infer that in invitations, in doing good, in forbidding the evil, we must pay attention to these rules. First, we have to start from ourselves, and then we move on to the nearest kinship and relatives. And then the second point, which is so important and most of the time it is neglected by most of us, this fact that this kinship, this relationship with our relatives must not stop us from forbidding the evil, from enjoining in good. This is the point that can be inferred from this very verse as well. So, in this verse, Allah commands the Prophet ﷺ implicitly that he warns his nearest relatives and frighten them from polytheism, from disobeying the command of Allah. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ warn your nearest relations.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, in the 215th verse, the Holy Quran states, "And lower your wing to the believer who follows you." وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wing, which means be humble, to the believer who follows you. The point is that the Holy Quran is instructing this point, that for a true leader, specifically the leader of monotheism, to be having effective, practical thoughts in the society, at first, he must be humble to the ones who follow him. So this humbleness is a critical point, and it has to exist in the true leaders. And then it moves on. لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين. The point is that in the previous verse, it was told, أنذر عشيرتك الأقربين. أنذر, it was told to him to warn others. And in this verse, it is told to him, he is ordered, وخفض. So, warning, if we want warning to be effective, we have to accompany warning with affection, with kindliness, because the kind of warning that has only that side and aspect, which is about wrath, this will not be practical, this will not be effective. So, وَأَنذِرْ وَخْفِضْ أَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحِكَ. So, you have to be humble to the believer who follows you. So this humbleness is one of those most important criterions that must exist in the leader, specifically the leader of monotheism. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at English Radio at IRIB.IR. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.